smiles in Town Hall tonight, folks. 60 minutes of fun and music brought to you by Ipana Toothpaste and Salipatica. Ipana for the smile of beauty, Salipatica for the smile of health. Fun with our star comedian Fred Allen and his Mighty Allen Art Players. Music with Peter Van Steeden, the Ipana Troubadours, and the Town Hall Quartet. And another big amateur contest. New voices, new music, new fun. It's Town Hall tonight! Listen to that crowd. They're cheering as the big parade marches to the old Town Hall with Fred Allen delivering punchlines to the crowd and the crowd delivering punches to the Mighty Allen Art Player. Let's join the happy throng. Everybody's looking at it. Come, hold up, victim.
Get in that closet, sister. This is a stick-up.
I'm not budging from this radio for an hour, mister. It's Town Hall tonight.
Jurymen.
Gentlemen of the jury, have you found a verdict?
We only agreed on one thing so far, Judge. It's Town Hall tonight.
Movie stars.
Is it true that you always want to be alone, Miss Gargo?
I only want to be alone with my radio when it's Town Hall tonight.
And there's Fred standing in front of the old Town Hall, welcoming the crowd with quotes and quips. Let's listen.
Eeny, meeny, miny, mohair. It's Town Hall tonight, and we're ready to go there, folks. No crowding, please.
Evening, Mr. Allen.
Howdy, Mrs. Grimm. How are you?
Oh, Craigie.
Hi there, Buster. Say, you better start on a diet before that fat gets up into your head.
Why don't you close your big mouth so those people can see the Town Hall?
That's what they all say, folks. Single line, please, if you'll
say,
kindly.
We're all set, Fred.
Okay, Harry. We're opening with you from the great Ziegfeld.
Righto. Let her go, Peter.
About you,
music and words about you, love you. Let me think of phrases for, let me sing of phrases for nobody but you.
Presenting that whizzing whirlwind of whalish whim-wham, whimsical whoppers, and whopping whirligigs, Fred Allen in person.
Thank you, and good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Now, before you start calling up your radio dealer to see if you can turn your set in for a bridge lamp, I'll read you the Town Hall bulletin for tonight. Hodge White is calling your attention to a special markdown on Roquefort cheese for this week only. Hodge says a lot of people who don't like Roquefort are getting in on the bargain and using the cheese to bait their mousetraps. Roquefort's a little more expensive, but it's like Hodge says, you catch a better class of mice. So much for trap judgment, and now for the Town Hall news. How about the curtain, Harry?
Coming right down, Fred.
Thank you. The lights go out, and we bring you the latest news of the week.
The Town Hall News sees nothing, shows all. New York City, New York. Professor Jane Dorsey Zimmerman, speech authority at Columbia University, states that due to city noises, many people have grating and monotonous voices. Professor Zimmerman says that people should sing their daily conversations. Town Hall News shows New York businessman singing through his business day. Mr. John W. Bunny arises late and rushes to breakfast.
I won't have time for breakfast, dear. I'm leaving home half-dressed.
You'll find two eggs on your derby, John. The toast is in your vest.
Arriving at the office, Mr. Bonney sings a greeting to his secretary.
Good morning to you, good morning to you. Good morning, Miss Wilmot. Good morning to you.
Oh, bossy, get your mail up, get your specs on, let's get going. Oh, bossy, get your mail up, start dictating your lies.
After a hard day at the office, Mr. Bonney returns home to sing over his dinner.
What have you cooked for dinner, darling? I could eat a horse.
I've made some thin and happy baby spaghetti and tomato sauce.
You know that I loathe Finn and Hattie. It's the only fish I hate.
Tonight you're getting Finn and Hattie, darling, for dessert.
I'll take bicarbonate.
Dinner over, Mrs. Bonney tells him that her relatives are coming to the house to visit for a few months.
My family is coming tonight to visit, so don't get in the lather.
If those bums come here to stay, I'm going home to father.
And sure enough, Mrs. Bonney's four brothers arrive on schedule.
Good evening, sister. Good evening, sister. Good evening, sister. We're here to spend a year.
Oh, yeah? Then hand me down my coat and hat, for I intend to leave you flat.
You mean you'll go?
Yes, if you stay.
Then it'll stay.
Then I'll go.
Then it's goodbye forever. Goodbye forever.
Caram.
New York City, New York City, New York. Pat Gilbert and Sullivan apparently are on the way. New York City, New York. Appellate Division of Supreme Court threatens to investigate ambulance chasing in New York City. Fake claim adjusters and unethical lawyers will face prison sentences. Town Hall News shows how ambulance chases work. The scene, any accident.
Hey, look out, mister, look out! Oh, it hit him, mister. Oh, I can't get a cop. Somebody get hurt.
Call a doctor.
Oh, are you hurt, mister?
Just a minute, sister. Keep your nose out of this.
Oh, get me a chief.
Oh, don't talk, buddy. Just lay there.
Who are you, a relative?
I'm his lawyer, sister. You're a witness. Sign here.
Somebody call.
I'll do your talking, buddy. Yeah. I've seen the whole thing. Boy, have you got a case.
Jesus, here's a cop.
Come on, stand back, everybody. What's going on here?
My client just had an accident, officer.
Yeah, who are you, loudmouth?
I'm his lawyer, Flatfoot.
Well, pipe down. I'll get the number of the car.
Beat you to it, brother. I've got the number right here.
Okay, then I'll get the names of some witnesses.
Late again, copper. I got a list right here. All bribed and ready to testify.
Oh, I'm an emergency case. I don't
know. He's banged up pretty bad, eh?
Why, we're suing for $60,000.
All I want.
I get you, buddy. I'll make it $80,000.
Leave him alone, Shyster. I'll send for an ambulance.
Late again, copper. I phoned for an ambulance 10 minutes ago.
Why, he was only hit 5 minutes ago.
Something told me this guy was going to have an accident.
Yeah? When did you first suspect it?
When I pushed him under the car, dope.
Albany, New York. State Liquor Authority, checking recent questionnaire, finds that just as many people are drinking today, but drinkers are more moderate. Town Hall News shows great difference in drinking before and after Prohibition. During Prohibition, the scene, a speakeasy.
Yeah? What's on your mind, buddy?
I'm a friend of Wendell Taubes.
That don't mean nothing here, buddy.
I was in the other night, remember? I was drinking a straight alky with the Worcestershire Chasers.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, I didn't recognize you standing up. Come on in, bud.
All right, what's your poison, Elmer?
Give me a shot of that hillbilly vinegar, bartender.
Straight corn?
Yeah, leave the fusel oil on it.
Okay, here you are, brother.
Okey smoky.
Ah, whoopee!
Give me another shot.
Just help yourself, buddy. When you fall down, it's $2.
Well, it won't be long now.
You're a man of your word, buddy. Get up off of that floor.
My legs went down into my stockings.
Hey! Hey, Steve!
Yeah, Tim?
Take $2 off of that stiff and throw him out.
Okay. Here's the dough. Come on, you're going bye-bye, chump.
Throw me out feet first, will you, Steve? I got my new hat on.
Okay. Out you go.
But the same drinker today, say the questionnaires, is more moderate. The scene, a present-day tavern.
So long, bartender.
So long, sis.
Hey, drinking's a lot different these days, ain't it, Tim?
You're the bouncer, you ought to know.
I ain't bouncing nothing around here but rubber chicks.
Yeah, and I ain't serving nothing but sissy drinks. People is getting more moderate.
Hey, here comes that Lush. He used to come into the speak, remember?
Do I? He's the only old-time barfly left. Moderation ain't worrying him.
Hiya, boys. Give me a turpentine float.
Okay.
Oh, boy. Oh, well.
What's the matter? Was there something wrong, buddy?
No, my stung-up just came up in my neck. It's trying to get away from that booze. Give me another.
Okay.
Make this a double header.
Help yourself, buddy.
Bottoms up.
He's true, Tim. Out cold in three drinks.
Yeah, it's that moderation. He used to make it in two.
Thank you. Thank you. We did have another newsreel for you, ladies and gentlemen, but unfortunately it became stuck in the projector and...
It's all right now, Fred. We got it fixed. Here it comes.
Fine.
Rumson, New Jersey. Several weeks ago, loudspeaker system in the new high school, by which the superintendent could listen in at his office to every sound in any of the classrooms, was in full operation. Town Hall News shows what might happen if principals in grade schools adopted this system, too.
Push button 1A, Miss Meade. I want to hear what's going on in Miss Wiles' classroom.
Now, once more, children, put your fingers to your mouth like this. That's right. Then move them around like this. Fine. Remember now, whenever you brush your teeth, always massage your gums, too.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen, modern schools everywhere are starting children on the road to a lifetime of oral health by teaching them to massage their gums every time they clean their teeth. And iPana is the toothpaste especially made for that, because it not only polishes teeth to a sparkling brilliance, but what's more important, it tones and stimulates undernourished gums. Gums which do not get the exercise they need from our soft, creamy foods. Wise parents carry on this splendid work of the schools because the children of today who use iPana with massage are the men and women of tomorrow with healthy gums and sparkling teeth. So if you'll just remember that a good toothpaste, like a good dentist, is never a luxury, then you'll always remember iPana for your smile of beauty.
And the iPana troubadours have just played I'm Gonna Clap My Hands. Now, on Friday night, coming
here...
Quiet, quiet, please.
Hello.
Well, sir, they laughed when I walked into the dance hall with the beehive. They didn't think I could swing it. If it isn't Portland.
Yes, I'm going to the circus, so I thought I'd stop in and work up to it by degrees.
I suppose if I was in a cage, you could stay right here and save a trip.
Oh, I always get a laugh out of you, but for good, clean fun, I'll take the circus any day.
Hey, I've got three rings under my eyes. You can't tell me from the circus. Is Papa going along with you?
No, Papa says he can take two drinks of corn liquor and see about everything they've got at the circus.
That's right, and a good look in the mirror will save him a gander at the free.
Papa made a little extra money around the circus.
Doing what? Peddling spot remover to the leopard man?
No, he was selling lip rouge to you bangies.
I don't know why it is, Portland. Every time I look in your face, it reminds me to send the telegram.
I know. I have that blank look.
Yes, I... Or I can't get 10 words in during the times we get together. I guess that's it, all right.
Oh, you'll find out. I've got a surprise for you tonight.
Now look, Portland. As the Siamese twins said when war was declared, one of us has got to go.
That's what you think. Boris! Sergei!
Oh, now don't bring
coming, up. Porker, my little prairie blinche. Coming, Sergei.
Orky dorky, Boris. I'm on your back like a shoulder blade.
You are arriving first, Sergei.
No, Boris. You are arriving first.
Never mind who's arriving first, who's leaving first. That's all I'm interested in.
At this point, I am presenting myself in the flesh. Comrade Boris Milovich Tchaikovsky Statotsky Rachmaninoff Jr.
So what are we waiting for? Am I a greaseball? Who's resenting me?
I am begging your royal pardon, Sergei. After saying my own name, I am winded.
Yes, you'd better introduce yourself, Sergei.
Thank you, Potlishka. My name is...
I don't want to know your name. If I say hey from now on, I'm talking to you.
No, you're not saying hey to me until you are knowing me my full name. I am the Grand Duke Sergei Alexis Yushkov Debrovich Nyokhnyoyev Snifnyofnyofnyevsky. Call me Poot for short.
Looking on Grand Duke Sergei, you are seeing the last of the White Russians.
White Russians? Have you taken a good look at his neck?
Sister, you are playing with fire, you Kazakh.
Listen, Portland. What does this Siberian egg candler want from me?
Sergei is a member of nobility, Mr. Allen. You can tell by his medals.
Most of Sergei's medals he is wearing inside on his underwear. They should not get rusty in the rain.
What's that big medal for, Sergei?
Oh, that is the first prize I will get for winning a Kazovsky marathon.
And this medal here, Sergei is getting for culture. He is first man in Russia to eat caviar with his knife.
Say, what's that that red medal at the bottom of his coat?
Ah, that is a little borscht from lunch.
Delicious.
That makes Sergei a knight of the vitamin, doesn't it, Mr. Allen?
I'll say, you know, his beard ought to go about 200 calories if it ever dries out.
In Minsk, my beard is to tickle the ladies.
When Sergei is necking, debutante is laughing to bust.
Gosh, you should put a zipper in that beard, Sergei, so you can get at your best.
Let's get out of the rough, fellas. What is it you two Latka lovers want?
Sergei is in America to going Hollywood.
Well, don't let me stop him.
Were you in any pictures in Russia, Sergei?
Well, confidentially, I was outstanding in a super spectacle, the Volga Boatman.
What part did you play in the Volga Boatman?
Sergei is playing the uke.
They don't have ukuleles in Russia, do they?
No, the Volga Boatman is going, ah, uke-nyem. Sergei is playing the uke.
Well, I'm sorry, boys. This is a radio station. Now, to get to Hollywood, you go to Yonkers and bear left. On a clear day, you can see some of those actors' heads as far east as New Rochelle.
Have you been on the Russian radio, Sergei?
Oh, sure, my city, Omsk. I was broadcast on the Krasnaya Kavya program. The fan mail was positively mediocre.
What songs did you sing, Sergei?
My theme song was I Feel Like a Shnevich in the Breeze.
And with the solo, he is singing... I'm putting all my smetana in one basket.
Yes, I am a great artist in Russia. I was broadcaster on station HRGVZTCPPH.
Really?
Sure. She's very big station. She's operation on Fricassee, 6 million cyclocutters, and 10 billion kilocutters. with hiccups, but I'm close to cope.
Now look, friend. What is it you want to do? What is it you want to do here?
I want to give Russian impersonation.
Yeah?
It is two fellas on American radio. You recognize them?
No, not yet, I don't. Not up to now. But go ahead. Go ahead. Put me to the test. We'll see.
Thank you. Orky dorky. Quiet, please. Listen.
Well, I'll be doggone. Here come Brother Kingfisher. Hello, Brother Kingfisher.
Hello, Amosu. How everything is it? Is it?
Everything's horky dorky. How everything you is it?
Everything's fine, but I've not got 1 cent money pocket nyaki.
I bet they're gonna take him, Brother Lightfoot. Come in, brother.
Yeah, come in, Brother Lightfoot.
Yazo, Mr. Amosu, yazo. You got couple dollar. I've not got 1 cent money pocket nyaki.
I bet they're gonna take him, Brother Crawfish.
Yeah, come in, Brother Crawfish.
My wife is very unhappy. I not got 1 cent money pocket nyaki. Awa, 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 awa.
Sergey?
No, no, it's nobody I know.
Listen, mister, that is big insult. You will fight duel.
All right, get a lawyer. I'll meet you with shysters at 20 paces.
Do you understand that, Mr. Allen?
Only the fooey, and they can share that among them. So long, Skipor, boys. Goodbye, Ski of Portland.
Pally, how a bitch!
Thank you. And now the Town Hall Quartet, ladies and gentlemen. Tonight the boys sing that well-known solitaire theme song entitled Everybody Kiss Your Partner.
I'm just wild about dancing, so I've invented a game to play while we are dancing. Listen and I'll explain. Dance around the floor with someone you adore, and when the whistle blows, everybody kiss your partner, hold her tight and sway, don't let her get away. And when the whistle goes, everybody kiss your partner, hug her, squeeze her. If you want to please her, kiss her, kiss her.
Oh,
come on now, grab your gal and take a step and swing. You'll hear the angels sing. And when the whistle blows, everybody kiss your partner when the whistle blows.
Calling all trains, calling all trains. Time the whistle blows, everybody kiss your partner.
Ship ahoy at sea, if you're in tune with me.
Now when the whistle goes, everybody kiss your partner.
Short wave, long wave, though you're on a high wave. Kiss her, miss her, oh. Now when parking in a car, no matter where you are,
each time the whistle blows.
Hey, what do you kids mean parking here and just sitting and talking? Don't you know there's a city ordinance that says when you're parked and I blow me whistle, you're supposed to kiss your partner? The very idea is sitting there 2 feet apart.
Hey, you take her into your arms and you carry on about her charms.
When Hiram blows the whistle,
why, you grab your gal and kiss her. Then you tell your sugar plum that she's now the only one.
When Hiram blows the whistle,
I guess you know what that's for, don't you?
Kiss her, press her, tenderly caress her, kiss her, miss her.
Oh,
whisper soft and low.
I love you so.
And when the whistle blows,
it's Popeye the Sailor Man. It's Popeye the Sailor Man.
Everybody kiss your partner.
Thank you. That was the Town Hall Quartet, ladies and gentlemen. Doing their good turn for this week. Of course, I stood out, but I don't like to say anything about it. They sing it again, I'll probably stand out, way out, in back someplace. But next week, who knows what they'll do next week.
I know.
You'll pardon the natural inquisitiveness on my part, my gaily voiced friend, but who are you?
I am Swami McStuhler, the great fortune teller. I know the past, the present, and the future. I can even tell you what you'll be doing 40 years from now.
Say, just to know that I'll be able to do anything 40 years from now or something.
And as for your friend here, well, just let me show you. Relax, Mr. Von Zell.
Oh, no, I really don't want to know anything
about it. Oh, go ahead, Harry. Be sociable. Relax. You're among friends.
That is better. Now, Mr. Von Zell, your mind is a blank.
He's got something there, Harry.
Please. Ah, now I'm getting the picture. It is getting clearer. It is the year 1976. You are in a large hall. You are speaking to the world over a radio. You are saying...
Ladies and gentlemen, this marks the 40th anniversary of the first word I ever spoke for sal hepatica. And today, more people than ever before have it in their homes. Because sal hepatica is the mineral salt laxative that does two important things, not just one. It removes wastes from the body, and it also combats acidity. Two things that usually make you feel logy and out of sorts. So whenever you are feeling under the weather, just put 2 teaspoonfuls of sal hepatica in a glass of water and drink it.
You really think you'll be saying that 40 years from now, Harry?
Well, why not, Fred? We've already remembered it for 40 years. Why shouldn't we always remember sal hepatica for the smile of health? There it is, the theme song of the Mighty Allen Art Player. And they'll be with you immediately after your station announcement.
And now, ladies and gentlemen, for those of you who thought that April showers would bring May flowers, you were wrong. April showers have brought you nothing but the Mighty Allen Art Players, and they're all wet. Tonight, they present a mystery of big business entitled The Lost Vice President, or What Became of Mr. Bemis. Overture, Peter.
Eureka Advertising Agency. Yes, Mr. Allen's here. Well, he's busy right now. Yes, he saw himself in a mirror and thought it was a conference.
I tell you, Allen, you've
got
to get...
He's still talking to himself.
You're not seeing eye to eye.
I'll call him.
In this
Mr. Allen, telephone.
Together. Oh, excuse me. Oh, hello. Wilson Mattress Company? Yes, I'm lining up your advertising campaign, Mr. Wilson. I'm starting with the contest. Oh, yes, I'm offering $500 to anyone your mattress can't put to sleep in 5 minutes. Oh, no, you can't lose. I soaked the mattress in ether. Okay.
That sounds like a great campaign, Mr. Allen.
Take a note, Miss Check. The week of May 5th, I declare National Mattress Week. I'm putting America to bed for 7 days.
Who's going to wake the country up?
The Eureka Advertising Agency. On the 8th day, I'm ringing 30 million alarm clocks from coast to coast.
Gentlemen, to see you, Mr. Allen.
Show him in, son.
I'm a man of few words, Allen.
And my conversation so brittle, it's apt to snap off in your face, mister.
Spread. J.J. Spread, the peanut butter king.
Oh, yes, Mr. Spread.
I'm here to spend $1 million to advertise my peanut butter.
The Eureka Advertising Agency is at your service, Mr. Spread.
Well, let's go to town.
Oh, no, it won't be necessary to make a trip. We can start the ball rolling right here.
Well,
My idea men will lay out a publicity campaign that will put your peanut butter on every best front in America. Miss Jack.
Yes, sir?
Buzz for my idea staff.
Yes, sir.
How is your staff on coordination?
100%. Why, if I have a headache, my 300 vice presidents sense it and take aspirin immediately.
Your idea staff, Mr. Allen.
I-D-E-A. Idea.
Boys, we've got to launch a peanut butter campaign.
Say, how's this for an idea, boss?
You see how we work, Mr. Spread?
Yes, but I didn't get the idea.
Come. Don't dally, Weaver.
Well, we can put peanut butter in all the garages. They can use it instead of axle grease.
Peanut butter is made to be eaten and pointed at by little boys, Weaver.
Well, I know that, but garage mechanics always wipe grease on the steering wheel of your car.
I get it. With your idea, they'll wipe peanut butter instead.
Yes. The motorist gets his hands all sticky, he licks his fingers.
And Mr. Spread here has another peanut butter customer.
Magnificent strategy.
Nice work, boys. Now go away and give it some thought.
Yes, sir.
You
have a great organization, Alan.
Our efficiency will confound you, Mr. Spread. Now, for example, suppose I want to know the time.
What do you do? Look at your wristwatch?
Oh, fudge. I'm too busy to look at my wristwatch. I simply say, time is checked.
Yes, sir.
Now watch our system.
Hello?
This is Eureka Switchboard in charge of time telling.
Mr. Allen doesn't know what time it is.
He don't even know what day it is.
He isn't interested in the day. He wants to know the time.
I'll connect you with the vice president in charge of second hand.
This is Wendell, first vice president in charge of second
hand. First vice president in charge of minute hand. It is exactly 14 minutes. Stand by for our hand report.
This is Miss Null, secretary to vice president Barco in charge of our hand. Mr. Barco's out to lunch.
What Thank time you. Is it, Miss Jack?
14 minutes and 22 seconds past.
Past what?
The vice president in charge of our hands is out to lunch.
We just missed it by a hair, Mr. Spread. But that gives you a rough idea.
Marvelous, marvelous. What's that rotary belt going by your desk?
Well, you see, every letter ready to mail passes my desk on this belt. Passes me for inspection.
Wonderful.
Now, here's a letter. I pick it at random, you see. Stamped, sealed, and ready to go.
But that letter's open, isn't it?
What? By gad, it is. Miss Keck.
Yes, sir.
This letter isn't sealed. Whose work is this?
It's number 10. That's Mr. Bemis. Caldwell Bemis, sir.
Bemis. Let me see. Oh, yes. Bemis. Bemis is 10th vice president in charge of envelope licking, isn't he?
Yes.
Well, get him in here at once.
I'll ring his office.
Oh, Bemis is my ace envelope licker, Mr. Spread. He generally does two men's work. He drools.
A valuable man.
He's one of my liquid assets.
Well, I'll get along. Hope your missing vice president won't affect my peanut butter campaign.
Oh, no, no, no. As soon as I spank Bemis verbally, I'll go right to work.
Good day.
Skip the butter, Mr. Spread.
Good day, Mr. Spread.
Good day.
Come, Miss Check. Where's Bemis?
His office doesn't answer.
Well, call his home.
I called his home.
Yes, yes.
He hasn't been home. No. Mrs. Bemis said he left for his office April 1st. She hasn't seen him since.
April 1st? He's been missing 3 weeks. Where's his office?
I don't know. I don't even know what he looks like.
Remind me to put all vice presidents on a leash, starting Monday. Let's go find his office.
Oh, well, perhaps this employee will know.
Say you,
Mr. You to you.
How dare you? This is Mr. Allen.
Oh, excuse me. I'm Vice President Perkins in charge of pen wipers. If you want your pen wiped...
No.
This girl might know.
Miss.
You'll have to send me a memo.
I'm Mr. Allen.
Send me a memo to that effect. I'll have a check.
Mr. Allen is the president, sister.
All I know is send me a memo. I was hired 10 years ago to say send me a memo, so I'm still saying it. Send me a memo.
Never mind. I'll look through the offices myself.
A lot of vice presidents are down this hall.
Now, who's in this office here?
I got a 91 at Lakeview.
I got a par 40 on the first hole.
Oh, it's a conference.
Who's in this office?
Why, nobody's in here.
Are those cobwebs on the telephone?
Yes, I think they are.
Look, the date on the calendar is April 1st.
April 1st? That's the day Bemis disappeared. This must be his office.
It's funny nobody's missed him for 3 weeks. What was that?
Somebody's groaning. It's in the washroom.
Maybe he's murdered.
Stand back, Miss Check. I'll open the door.
Look, that man on the floor with a beard.
Did Bemis have a beard?
I don't remember, sir.
Lincoln had a beard, but it can't be Lincoln. Rub his wrist, Miss Check. I'll slap his face here. See if we can't bring him to.
Look, he's opening his eyes, Mr. Allen.
Resuscitate, man. Meet us halfway.
Oh, where am I?
Never mind where you are. Who are you?
Are you Mr. Bemis?
Yes, I'm Caldwell Bemis, 10th vice president in charge of licking.
Do you realize, man, that your envelopes have been leaving the Eureka Advertising Agency unsealed?
You've been missing 3 weeks, Mr. Bemis. What happened?
It is my fault. I called for help, but I guess nobody heard me.
Hasn't anybody been in here?
No, I've been sitting in my office for 4 years, and I've never seen a soul. All I do is sit and sit. Just me and my envelopes.
Your 10th vice president in charge of licking, Bemis. Doesn't glory mean anything to you?
Oh, yes, sir. For 4 long years, I've licked my envelopes religiously. I can't taste anything anymore. Every time I see an omelet, I lick one side and try to seal it up.
How did you get trapped in here in the first place, Bemis?
Well, at 11:20 on April 1st, I was licking away lickety-spit. When I noticed my thumb was dirty...
Oh, gracious me!
Control yourself, Miss Check.
I said to myself... Caldwell Bemis, this will never do. So I came into the washroom to rehabilitate my thumb. I washed my hands. They were all soapy and I couldn't turn the knob on the door.
Well, why didn't you call for help?
I did. I yelled day and night for the first week. But nobody ever comes near the office of a 10th vice president. Finally, I sank to the floor. That's all I remember.
This is terrible. Remind me to put bells on all vice presidents after this week, Miss Jack.
If I'd been working on a radio beam, this couldn't have happened.
If you had wiped that soap off your hands, this couldn't have happened either, Bemis.
Oh, sir, I couldn't break the rules. See? The sign says, use paper towels only.
You mean?
Yes. The vice president in charge of towels let me down. There were no paper towels.
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you.
Mr. Von Zell!
Aren't we getting a little mixed up here, Fred?
Say, Portland must be having a relapse, Harry, but she's calling you, not me, so tally-ho.
All right. If that's someone who wants to play ball, you won't even get the first base if I come down there.
Hello?
Well, as I live and wish I knew what in the world to say next if it isn't Portland.
Yes, Mama sent me back to find out what's the matter with Papa. He woke up this morning with such an awful grouch. Mama says even Whitley's mother couldn't put up with him.
Well, that's easy. Whenever anyone wakes up feeling grouchy and under the weather, there are two things you want to get after right away. First, the waste in the body, and second, the acid in the system. So if you'll put 2 teaspoonfuls of Salepatica in a glass of water and drink it, you'll soon be feeling your old, normal self again. Here's why.
Salepatica is the mineral salt laxative that does not just one, but 2 important things. It rids your body of waste, and it also combats acidity.
Right. So a morning grouch, a logy out-of-sorts feeling, will soon give way to buoyant, bubbling spirits. If you'll just remember Salepatica for the smile of health. Town Hall Amateur Contest. Here comes Fred Allen leading the winners of this week's Town Hall Amateur Audition. Let's give them a real Town Hall reception.
Thank you. Yes, ladies and gentlemen, our amateurs tonight were selected from the hundreds of applicants who are heard at this week's auditions. Now, tonight, these boys and girls compete for a first prize of $50 and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City. And the second prize of $25 in cash. Now, you folks here in the town hall will select your own winners. Your applause after each act will be recorded on our applause machine, and the 2 acts receiving the highest applause ratings will be called back later for the final vote. Now, first tonight, ladies and gentlemen, I am happy to present Mr. Bill Baker. Is that right, Mr. Baker?
That's right.
You're not related to Phil Baker, are you?
He didn't say.
He didn't say, huh? Were you in touch with him about it?
No.
You weren't, huh? do you live here in New York? You don't mind if I just ask you?
Yes, not at all.
You do? You live here?
Yes.
Were you born here?
No, I'm from Salt Lake City.
From Salt Lake City, really, huh? I haven't been there for a good many years. It's a very fine city, incidentally. Have you ever been swimming in the Great Salt Lakes there, the lakes outside of the city?
Oh, many times.
Many times, sir. I was in there just once. It's sort of confusing if you're used to swimming around here. There's so much salt in the water, you never can get to the bottom of things there, can you? No, it really is. The specific gravity is one way or the other that doesn't permit you to sink down into the water, as I remember it. Is that right?
Yeah.
I remember one place in that lake. There's so much salt over in the left-hand corner, as I remember. There's so much salt that if you go to dive into the lake, your body stops about 3 feet before you even get to the water. I mean, it's rather embarrassing. But you are a pianist or piano player. You have a choice there. I said pianist one week, and people complained about it. So I thought that by giving the whole three, we'd avoid any further trouble. Have you studied long? Have you studied the piano long?
Well, not regularly, for quite a while.
Just on and off, huh?
Yes.
On and off the stool, as it were. What are you going to play for us tonight?
The Hungarian March.
The Hungarian March. All right. If you go right ahead, I think the piano's in tune. Uncle Jim's holding it in case the installment collector shows up during a solo. We generally save one leg of it for our guests. The Hungarian March. Thank you. Gentlemen, may I present Miss Helen Lane. And how are you tonight, Miss Lane?
Fine, thank you.
You don't mind if I call you Helen, do you?
Not at all.
And you come from South Ozone Park?
That's right.
In Long Island?
Yes.
Where is that near? Do you mind?
Near Jamaica.
Oh, it's just a stone's throw from Jamaica, as you were, huh?
No, a few stones.
If you're in the mood and have the stone, I imagine. And you are a contralto singer? Are you a contralto?
I don't know.
Don't you know, really?
No, I don't.
I mean, you have sung before tonight, haven't you?
Yes, I have.
Well, during the other times you have sung, haven't you ever cocked up in the ear and sort of heard my voice? I mean, there's some excuse. You don't know what I'm singing, but I mean, I thought you might be a contralto. Uncle Jim told me that you were. I'm sorry if you're not. I had a contralto joke. So I've forgotten the joke anyway, so it doesn't make any difference. But what would you like to sing tonight?
Lost.
You would like to sing Lost, huh? Well, you go right ahead, and I'll go out and put an ad in the American. We'll see what happens.
Lost, one heart as good as new. Lost the moment I found you. Lost or strayed or stolen away. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. Lost, two lips that look like mine. Lost, two lips that were divine. Lost my heart, but I was lucky to be caught. I lost my heart to you.
Thank you. That was Miss Helen Lane. Thank you very much, Miss Lane. Now, ladies and gentlemen, we have a rather a novel offering coming next, I must say. Mr. John A. Elmer and family from Bridgeton, New Jersey. Am I right, Mr. Elmer?
That's right, Mr. Allen.
And incidentally, Bridgeton is about to celebrate its 250th birthday shortly, isn't it?
Yes, sir.
Uncle Jim told me, and I thought I might as well mention it, as long as you had been kind enough to bring your family over tonight. You certainly have a remarkable orchestra here, Mr. Elmer. These are all members of your family?
Yes, sir.
And this is Mrs. Elmer playing the piano?
That's right.
And how old are the children? Do you mind telling me?
The oldest is 12.
12. And what instrument?
Violin.
That's a girl, isn't it?
Yes. The next is Jack 10.
Jack 10.
The cello.
Jack plays the cello and 10, huh?
Judith, the string bass. She's 9.
See, a little baby playing the bull fiddle, huh?
That's right. Small size.
Uh-huh.
And the boy at the drums at 7. That's Alfred.
How are you, Alfred? Can you see me over there? He certainly does look cute sitting over there. 7 years old, and he's an accomplished drummer, huh? Well, up to now, he's kept his trap shut over there, which is quite a tribute. Have you any other members of in your family, any other children?
3 smaller.
Smaller.
Home.
They're home playing on the linoleum, I imagine. Well, it certainly is fine, and you and Mrs. Elmer do deserve a lot of credit. You have a fine-looking group of children here, and I imagine later on they're going to thank you for the excellent start you are giving them in music. It certainly is a treat to see you all.
Thank you. Mr. Allen, I'd like to present to you a booklet of the 250th anniversary of Bridgeton. And if you come to Bridgeton, you can spend these wooden nickels.
Wooden nickels? Are they good over in Bridgeton? Are they? Gee whiz, I'll just get me 2 or 3 planks and be over there and sort of go on. This is real wooden nickels, huh?
Yes.
I haven't seen those for some time. You could tell a big spender years ago by the splinters in his hand, but you see them sort of died out. Well, all right, Mr. and Mrs. Elmer. You and the family, are you ready? And what are you going to play? Do you mind telling me?
I got a feeling you're fooling.
I've got a feeling you're fooling. All right, thank you. Mr. Elmer, and I do hope that your 250th anniversary at Bridgeton will be a great success. And now, ladies and gentlemen, Bob Green. How are you, Bob?
Fine, thank you.
You go to NYU, is that right?
Right.
Are you in their show this year?
Yes, I am.
Yeah, huh? You know Vic Mizzi and Irving Taylor?
That's right,
I do.
Two
boys who sang and played on our program some time ago. Well, they have been kind enough to send me two tickets for the NYU show on May 1st, and I'm going to try to be there. Now, what would you like to sing?
I'd like to sing A Melody from the Sky.
A Melody from the Sky. Thank you.
Love is everywhere, its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky. Over on the hill, I see a whippoorwill. I hear his song become a melody from the sky. And there's a bluebird singing to his lady's love above. A love song taken from a whispering breeze in the trees. Love is everywhere, its music fills the air. All nature seems to hum a melody from the sky.
Thank you very much. That was Bob Green. Thank you very much, Bob. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from Brooklyn, New York, come the Victory Four. Four boys, a singing quartet with their own guitar accompaniment. How are things over in Brooklyn, fellas?
Okey-doke.
They're good, huh? How are the Dodgers going this year up to now?
I don't know. Ask him.
I see they won a game today, didn't they? They beat the Boston Bees. That's like hitting your father, isn't it? Well, I hope the Dodgers have a good season. Things were kind of upsetting last year, you know. Two or three times during the summer, they fell out of the league and got into the want ads for a couple of days. Well, what are you boys going to sing?
Our own number, Stepping Around.
A number that you boys have composed, the music and words yourself?
Yes.
Stepping Around, huh? Go right ahead. Thank you.
Come on, go stepping around. Don't let your feet touch the ground. Miss Melindy's Jubilee Ball.
Boom, 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 boom.
Down at that ball tonight, you'll get an appetite while you are stepping around. Come on, go stepping around. Don't let your feet touch the ground. Miss Melindy's Jubilee Ball.
Boom, boom.
Down at that ball tonight, you'll get an appetite while you are stepping around. Down at that ball tonight, you get an appetite while you are stepping. Why go stepping and swinging on down? Why go stepping and swinging on down? Why go stepping and swinging on down?
Thank you very much. That was the Victory Four from Brooklyn. Thank you, boys. And now, ladies and gentlemen, from East Paterson, New Jersey, comes Benny Spratcher. Is that right?
Right.
Is that the right pronunciation?
Right.
You live in East Paterson, huh?
Right.
You work over there?
Right.
Right, huh?
Right.
Everything is right with you, Benny, huh? Do you mind telling me what you do?
Well, I play the accordion.
Oh, you play the accordion?
Right.
Are you the official accordion player for East Paterson, are you?
No.
Don't you do any other work?
I work on a farm.
Oh, do you?
Yeah.
What sort of a farm?
Poultry farm.
Oh, a poultry farm, huh? You don't play the accordion around the chickens, do you?
No, no.
The cornet would be more of an appropriate instrument. Oh, wow! Oh, wow! Yeah, That goes way back, that one does. That goes back to Lass's wife. When he got through kicking it around, I picked it up. That's how I happened to tell it tonight. Well, the accordion is a very fine instrument, Benny. It keeps you, especially in the summer, keeps your stomach air-conditioned all through the summer. And what are you going to play on your accordion?
Tiger Rag.
The Tiger Rag. Thank you. Contest for tonight, ladies and gentlemen. And now, while I see what the applause machine has to say, Harry steps up with a couple of bouquets for you. Are you ready, Harry?
Yes, they look
swell.
Ladies and gentlemen, we'd like to thank those of you here at Town Hall for the generous applause you've given our amateurs. And we'd like to thank all of you everywhere for the wholehearted applause you're giving our program. The applause you show in a concrete way by remembering to use the two products that make these evenings with Fred Allen possible. Ipana toothpaste for your smile of beauty, Sal Hepatica for your smile of health. Ipana, Sal Hepatica. Thank you very much, Peter. I see Fred has the results ready.
Yes, Harry. Ladies and gentlemen, the applause meter divulges that your applause has been heaviest for these two acts, Bill Baker and John A. Elmer and family. Now, I'm going to ask Harry to hold his hand over the heads of this boy and gentleman, as I call the names, and I'm going to ask you to kindly applaud just once more, if you will, and select your winners for first and second prizes. Now, first, the young man from Salt Lake City, who played the Hungarian march so well on the piano, Bill Baker. And then the Goodwill emissary from Bridgeton, New Jersey, here advising us that they're celebrating their 250th anniversary with his delightful family, the one-man's family, I might say, orchestra, John A. Elmer. First prize, $50 in cash and a week's engagement at the Roxy Theater in New York City, goes to John A. Elmer and family. And incidentally, Mr. Elmer, you have received the highest rating ever recorded on our decibel machine, 101. I guess the machine went up as far as it could go, and there was applause left over. But we've never had that until tonight. And the second prize, $25 in cash, goes to Bill Baker, the pianist. I'm sorry that we all couldn't win, but thank you all for coming, and better luck next time. Good night, ladies and gentlemen, and inviting you to join us next Wednesday evening at the Old Town Hall at 9 o'clock Eastern Daylight Saving Time. Good night.
Let's face the music and dance heard on this program is from Hall of the Fleet. This is the National Broadcasting Company.